Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We pray that today's show informs you, inspires you, and brings glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my beautiful bride, my best friend, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Goodness. I'm going to turn my mic down. Am I too loud? It's a great morning. Oh, my goodness. That I love that intro. And every time I hear it, it reminds us of exactly what we're here for. And just that God would use us every day to inspire and point people to Christ. So and give them some senior care information
while we're at it.
Well, you know who else has senior care information? Senior Provisions. And Senior Provisions is our sponsor of the show. We are so thankful for them. They are a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. They have advisors all over Greater Atlanta and the Southeast that will personally guide you through senior care options like assisted living, independent living, even finding short-term rehab. So if you have any questions about senior care, if that is the season of life that you are in right now, reach out to us. You can find us at seniorprovisions.com. And thank you, as always, for sponsoring the Harvest Radio Show.
We now enter the banter portion of our show.
The banter.
And I don't know what she's teed up with, because usually she prepares this, but I'm going to throw her under the bus.
I got
this
nothing.
Time. Good.
I literally
we need
have
to talk
nothing.
About British shows. Because they've always been a mainstay of our house, but they've like invaded in droves with all these new, the midwives.
Calling the midwives.
I don't even know the names. of course, Victoria.
Oh, and Victoria. Yeah,
so,
and I have a little.
Just in full disclosure, I'm not a fan of monarchies. I don't think a birthright gives you the position to rule a country, but I'll stay resolute
boo.
In them. But apparently the rest of my family, well, excluding our son, the two girls of the household.
The two girls are crazy.
Love themselves some royal family
yes.
stuff.
And the British baking show, oh my goodness. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites. It's just the way they say biscuit, you know, biscuit and crumpets and, you know, I'm sure... Yeah. You take the whole process of like doing tea and all of that. I love all of that. So, and I know there's some fans out there. We just gained some more.
There
listeners.
Obviously are. I'm just not one of them. So, well, help us welcome our guest today, Kelly Goldsmith. She is a certified Kingdom advisor with Thrivent Financial. She is here today to discuss Thrivent Financial services and long-term care insurance. So she's going to help us have a better understanding about the financial planning elements and insurance elements that we could be more proactive with in addressing our life's future. So, Kelly, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
And Kelly's a big fan of British television as well, aren't you? Just shake your head yes.
You don't have a choice.
That would be a lie.
Well, all right, so you passed the integrity test of our show.
Oh, come on. Well, okay, so Kelly, I was looking at your website at thriventfinancial.com, I believe.
Yes.
Is it thriventfinancial.com?
That's right.
And you all are technically the East Metro team.
We are.
You and your husband, Don Goldsmith. And so I was looking at your name, and I thought, oh my goodness, there's a lot of letters after your name. So I thought my first question to you, and Hans alluded a little bit to a certified Kingdom advisor. I want to be that. So what are all of your certifications? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I am a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. I also am a certified in long-term care, one of my specialties. I'm a chartered advisor in senior living, and that's a CASL. I am a fraternal insurance counselor. That's an FIC. And Don and I both are also retirement income certified professionals.
Wow.
And in addition to those, I am, as you said, a certified Kingdom Advisor. So Kingdom Advisors is a professional association of Christian financial professionals. It was started by Ron Blue here in Atlanta, and it's been growing. We just had in February our big annual conference down in Orlando. It was a lot of fun. But it's great to have that connection with similar Christian financial professionals.
That's awesome. Having the mindset that finances, everything given to us, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but everything given to us from God is His. You know, we've heard and we've repeated it and claimed it as our own. You know, everything's God's, and He gives us 90% to manage. So that's awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit more. We kind of know your background now and understand all these acronyms. what about Thrivent Financial itself? Give us a little bit of a background about Thrivent Financial.
So Thrivent is a faith-based, not-for-profit financial services company. We started in 1902.
Wow.
And we started as the Fraternal Benefit Society linked to the Lutheran Church. And in 2003, we expanded our common bond to include all Christians. So we serve all Christians. We are a unique kind of organization in that our tax status, the 501c8, gives us the freedom to direct what we would ordinarily pay in federal taxes. Instead, it goes charitably back into the community and churches. We are, as an example, the world's largest corporate supporter of Habitat for Humanity.
Wow.
It's a great organization that our members resonate with very well, and our values align very nicely.
And I know you and Don have done several Thrivent builds.
We have.
And some mission trips as well.
We have. So we have been on several international trips. We went to Paraguay. That was my first trip in 2015. And it really changes your life. It changes your perspective when you go to a foreign country like that and see the conditions the people are living in, yet they were so happy. It's a very Christian, a very Catholic community there in Paraguay. And the people lived in these little terrible huts that so much worse than what we consider poverty in this country. But yet they were happy. They were very content with their lives. And we came back, just really wanted to get rid of everything. It's like, why do we have all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And Thrivent helped fund the work that was being done by just the nature of who they are.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. They helped provide the funding. So last year we led a trip to the Dominican Republic, and this year in June we're taking a group to Guatemala.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, so we said it. Kelly, I mean, I know you personally and known you for years, and your husband Don, and we love Thrivent, and I know faith is a major part of Thrivent, but also personally a very important part of your life. You know, share how that has impacted your career and your personal life. And do you have a life first? Do you have anything that you kind of stand on and go back to?
Well, my favorite verse is a pretty common one, but Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, give you hope in a future. And I just really, I lean on that a lot. And God has come through time and time again for us. He brought Don and I together. We were living 700 miles apart. And He brought the two of us together. He's come through. I had cancer, breast cancer back in 2014. And He brought me through that and made me stronger. And you know, through that process, I've been able to minister to other women who have been going through similar things and give them the hope and assurance that God's going to be there to see them through, and you can come out and be a better person in the end. And so that's all been good.
That is awesome. Well, yeah. God is good. God is definitely good.
He definitely is.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I think that we...
well, in full disclosure...
Exactly.
Yeah, we are members of Thrivent. And we believe in your organization. We love the pairing of your foundation of faith, how you approach the resources that God has gifted us with, and how you use those to be good stewards for today's life and into the future. And so I want to get into, you know, the whole segment here is built around getting into talking about the cost of care. It's very high, and there's a lot of financial planning that can set you up for a better life of success as you go on. So that's where we're going to go after the break.
Yeah. Well, I just want to jump on that train real quick and say that we not only are, yeah, we are absolutely Thrivent members, but, you know, all along the stages of our life, as we have, you know, newly married and then new babies and then starting the company, you and Don have walked with us, advising us. And I was joking on the way. I said, you know, when we finally purchased life insurance, I was like, I thought Don was just going to, you know, like, you've got to get life insurance. And I'm so thankful that he was persistent and followed up. Because I know there's a lot of listeners out there who are just kind of taking it day to day. And as much as we want to be optimistic people, you know, we live in a broken world and things happen. And, you know, we talk to seniors all the time that never imagine that they're ever going to need care. And then they're struck by a stroke or a fall. And so our heart, and I know your hearts as well, is to help people be prepared for those type of crisis.
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to take this very public moment to say thank you.
Thank you.
Dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest, The Four Tops. I'll be there. Wow.
Yes.
And so fitting for, we're so clever in this this great production of ours to find these well-suited, well-topical, aligned songs for us.
and we usually fight about them, too. Truth be told.
You should have heard the one she wanted to do. A snoozer. Well, welcome back to The Harvest. We have a great guest with us. She's a personal friend of ours, Kelly Goldsmith. She is a Kingdom Advisor with Thrivent Financial. And we started off our show just learning more about Kelly, learning more about all the certifications that are available that she's attained to be a better advisor to her families that she serves.
And a great resource for our clients.
Exactly. So we kind of hinted on, you know, the planning part, and we talked about what's not so much of a tease is the cost of care. And the single thing that we have to do in nearly 100% of our phone calls to first time phone calls with families to help, is address the topic of who pays for what. And, so Medicare is kind of that apparatus that everyone's very familiar with at that stage of life. And it comes to a complete surprise to them that Medicare does not cover long-term care. Mm-hmm. So there's always that pause and there's always a talking through of like, how do we bridge this gap? And so let's step into that kind of season and talk about maybe the preparation stuff first and like how to set someone up out for success and planning ahead for those.
Well, and we're assuming some of our listeners know some of the cost.
Well, that's, yeah. So they range from $2,000 to $3,000 all the way up to $10,000 to $12,000 a month.
Staggering, staggering amount of money. I mean, care cost.
Exactly.
So it is expensive, and you're right. There are a lot of misunderstandings out there, perhaps, especially about Medicare. Medicare does, as we know, pay up to 100 days following a three-day hospital stay and three-night hospital stay, usually after there's been a broken bone or something like that to recover. There's also sometimes veterans think that they're going to be provided for, and they don't know that the aid in attendance also has income and asset restrictions.
Yes.
So there are things that we need to clear up for people for sure, and the cost of care can be staggering. So as much as we can work with families proactively to plan and prepare for that, we try to encourage that. We think it's part of being a good steward as well to kind of look ahead and make those provisions, put them in place.
Well, just to be clear, I mean, we're not really talking directly as much to seniors at this point as we are talking to their adult children.
Right.
You know, who are now walking through this season of touring communities and seeing how much it cost. And I would say to every one of them, as we get your mom settled and we figure out how we are going to make this monthly payment, what's your plan?
Exactly.
You know, and I know that that's why we refer families to Thrivent, is to get an answer to that.
Right. And people who have been caregivers that have parents in that stage of life are better receptive to this. They understand. They understand the need for it.
They've seen the writing on the wall.
Exactly. So unlike people who say, oh, my parents lived to be 96 and they never moved out of their house and they never needed help, that's fine. I hope the same happens for you.
Right.
It may or may not. So
that was the original plan.
Yeah. So when we talk about long-term care planning, it's not necessarily just long-term insurance, but we talk about what assets you have available. Sometimes they want to self-insure. People want to self-insure, and we say, okay, let's look at what you have in place for that. Most of us have saved the bulk of our assets over our working years into a 401k or an IRA, and they don't think about the fact that every dollar you take out of there, you're taking an additional 20 or 25% because you have to pay taxes on that money as well, and it could throw you up into a higher tax bracket as well. So, and if you use that money for your own long-term care, is there still going to be sufficient funds and income available for the spouse that has to stay at home?
Those
expenses? So self-funding is not usually the best option. Even some of the wealthiest people, we heard one person that did not have homeowners insurance, but they had long-term care insurance. They were very wealthy, but they said the odds of them needing long-term care insurance were much, much greater than the odds of their house burning down.
Wow. So they weighed off the risk.
Yeah. So, and when you look at the cost of long-term care insurance, it may seem expensive, but it's actually pennies on the dollar to the true cost of care if you get point where you need that in your life.
Well, you know, I've been at enough educational events with you and sat on many panels with Thrivent financial advisors all over Atlanta. The number one question we get, and you get, I'm sure, is when is the right age to be thinking about long-term care insurance?
Right. There's not one magic number. Obviously, the younger that you do it, the healthier you are. It's better. The longer you wait, not only does the premium cost go up, but the risk that you'll have a health event that could impair your underwriting.
We get that question as well, as you know, mom's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Is it too late for her to get long-term care insurance?
Right. So something between 45 to mid 50s. Probably a good time to really get serious about
that. Would put us.
Yep.
What? Okay, are you going to do that?
My phone's ringing. It's Don.
Yeah. Whoo, that's not us, right?
We're right in there.
Don and I have ours in place. I'll just say
That's awesome.
But you can get it typically up to age 80. It's going to be a lot more pricey. Obviously, the longer you wait, as you're getting to the time where you are likely to use it. But there are different types of long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance gives you the greatest flexibility Even if you plan to have your children or your family be your caregivers, this having long-term care insurance in place would allow them to still live their lives and not be burdened, but still participate in overseeing your care and making those plans. So it just gives you the flexibility. If you want to stay in your home, the long-term care insurance will pay for home modifications, typically pay to bring in home health care or whatever needs, you know, may be there to help the family. Pays for respite care for the caregivers so they can have a break from time to time.
Absolutely. I think I make that distinction all the time is that, you know, caregiving is a role. And it is a role and a function that doesn't always require that you be the hands-on caregiver.
Right.
And so if you can be the manager and the overseer of those that are delivering that care, you're still a caregiver.
Right.
You're not giving up that
role.
Well,
and then also you get to be the daughter or son again to a mom or dad, and you can step into that role again that you haven't been in when you've been the caregiver. It's hard to go back and forth between caregiving and being a son or daughter in that relationship.
Right.
So I'm curious too. So long-term care insurance. Now I know Thrivent does provide some other services and products. What are some other things that you all do to kind of help in that aging season of life? Do you do anything that can help with like managing bill paying and education, things like that?
Yes. We do have a service to manage bill pay for seniors. Our trust company also can act as an executor for estates people.
Wow.
But the bill pay service is a great one. That's also managed through our trust department, our trust company.
That's great to know because there's a lot of adult children that live away from their aging parent.
Yes.
And so that's very helpful. And then I mentioned education. So are you all available to come out to, churches, senior groups, and talk more about this?
Absolutely. Yes, we enjoy doing that. We love having the opportunity to share and help educate. Don and I are both really big believers in education. We want people to always make informed choices and decisions and what's best for them. So we would be happy to come out. We've got lots of seminar options available. But I love, personally, long-term care is my passion. As you can see from my added designations, I love to work with the families. I love to proactively, as much as possible, help plan for that stage of life. And there are different types of long-term care insurance as well, and that in itself is an education. Just understanding traditional long-term care insurance versus some of the linked benefit options where you can link it with a life insurance or an annuity product. Each one has their pros and cons. So it's just important to understand all the options and make the best educated decision. But yes, we would love to come out and speak to any group that would.
Well, I feel like I need to make my appointment now. But that brings me to a great question. How can someone reach you? What is the best way to reach Thrivent?
You can reach our office at 770-982-0420. Or my email is kelly.goldsmith@thrivent.com. Our website is thrivent.com.
Even yes. Simpler.
Yes. And we're East Metro team is our office.
Awesome. And we will be posting this up on our Facebook page as well at Senior Provisions. So just go to Facebook and type in Senior Provisions Southeast and you will find us. You will find this podcast and we will be airing on Saturday at 10:30. So Kelly, tell all your friends and family.
Will do.
And just a reminder, too, if you've been listening and you don't get the 970 station very well, you can also download the WNIV app and stream our show on Saturday. I have a sister in Seattle that does that. Well, thank you so much for being on. We are so thankful to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Have a great week. And don't forget that God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. If you have any senior care questions, you are welcome to call us and reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.